Good.
Escape with Australia's number one RV brand, Jayco. There's an RV to suit every budget and every adventure. Live around Australia on SEN Track. Welcome to Bensley.
Getting through a Thursday morning, and as I told you just a few minutes ago, Quick Thinker has come out of Saturday's Schweppes Sydney Cup. Andrew Forsman, co-trainer, just let me know the horse is feeling his near four this morning. It's nothing major, but obviously they need to be cautious. They're still hoping to get the horse right for the Brisbane Winter Carnival. So Quick Thinker out of the Sydney Cup, leaving them with the chosen one. As we know, Sama Dad is out of the Queen Elizabeth, and Evelina has just been taken out of the Tab Sapphire Stakes, race 10 on Saturday at Randwick. Race 10, number 10, Evelina out on vets as well. Lots of other news around, which we'll update you on shortly, but I want to focus in on announcements made yesterday regarding the Caulfield Racecourse by the Victorian Government. Josh Blanksby is our good friend, our CEO of the Melbourne Racing Club, and he joins us. Morning to you, Josh.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. Good to talk to you. We know this is sort of bubbling along, but I guess the announcement yesterday, and we do have a national audience all around Australia, you know, this is a $570 million redevelopment plan. How does the Melbourne Racing Club see it all?
Yeah, look, it was an exciting announcement yesterday, Andrew. It wasn't made by the club. Caulfield is a bit of a unique place. We have a trust that manages the whole land because there are different purposes at other than just racing. And so the trust made the announcement yesterday of their land management plan. But pleasingly for your listeners and racing fans, it incorporates completely the Melbourne Racing Club's vision, which we announced 2 years ago, of a redeveloped Caulfield with two tracks, night racing and a full entertainment complex. So it's an exciting next step.
People see the photos and there's sporting arenas and there's a footy oval and things like that in the middle of the Caulfield Racecourse, but you're still around there, around the circumference. We're not losing the racetracks in any way here, are we?
No, not at all, Andrew. No, we're very secure at Caulfield. We have a 65-year lease and very much locked in, and one of the key purposes of the reserve is racing and always will be, and that's enshrined in legislation. So what you're seeing is just a much greater use of the land, unfortunately due to training exit, which was announced, made a few years ago. So that's freed up a lot of land in the middle of the racecourse, and now what you're seeing is a vision there for something completely different.
Okay. So in regard to the trainers, and we know some trainers are starting to already look away and look to where they want to go, is there a time frame on when trainers won't be there?
So we gave the trainers 5 years' notice as part of that process. So that's November 2023. So still plenty of time for training there to exit, Andrew. But yep, what you are seeing is some trainers finding some new spaces at Cranbourne, Pakenham, Ballarat, and even Mornington, one of our racetracks. So if that becomes a little quicker and the trainers decide to exit a little earlier, it allows these plans to start taking shape.
Okay. Now, you've committed a lot of money behind this. I mentioned overall it was $570 million, but the Melbourne Racing Club of... this is a significant amount of money for the club as well going forward.
Yeah, as part of our master plan, we sort of set us up upwards of $300 million. These things don't come cheap, and we want to completely reimagine Caulfield. It's in desperate need of some investment, and other key race courses such as Flemington and Randwick have had their time to redevelop. So we really need to do that. We need to do it for our members and for the wider racing industry and our customers. Racing has to keep improving its facilities. You see footy and cricket stadiums getting upgraded all the time. So we're very committed to doing that and making Caulfield a preeminent world-class racing facility.
Can you remind us on your announcements that you made regarding night racing, something that you just mentioned a minute or so ago, what would you like to develop there at Caulfield?
Yes, yeah, so absolutely. So we're very keen to build a second track to allow more racing to occur at Caulfield. I think we have to utilise our assets a lot better in racing. So we want to race sort of 40 to 45 times a year at Caulfield, and that includes night racing. So we've already trialled Twilight Wednesday race meetings at Caulfield, which have been very successful over the summer. And so we've identified Wednesday nights as being an opportunity to complement sort of Hong Kong racing, and also, you know, some public holiday eves and so on. So Again, we just think Caulfield's a great spot. It's in the middle of Melbourne. It's very accessible. There's a university across the road and a train station. We just think night racing can really work at Caulfield.
I guess the many listeners would be saying, what sort of time frame are we looking at here?
Look, all the planning's in process. This will be a long time, but for our members and customers who come to Caulfield on Saturday, they'll already see some work's being done on temporary horse stables and day stalls. So it's starting already. The training is the real first dominoes. Once a trainee exits, allows that access to that land. So, look, in the next few years, you'll see Caulfield really starting to take shape and change.
So in regard to Saturday, it's a huge day for the Victorian brand, isn't it? I know you had a breakfast back there on Tuesday morning creating interest around it, but prize money, but also crowds to be a part of Vobers Day.
Yeah, it's a really great day. It's the seventh running of the Vic Owners and Breeders Day, Andrew, and it's been a wonderful initiative by the breeders to really drive that and Victorian breeders. So we're very, very happy to support it. We've got $1 million the showdown race, which is for crack two-year-olds a little bit later in the season. So it should be a really good day out there. There's big owners functions out there and really trying to reward those owners of Victorian thoroughbreds. So should be a good day. COVID restrictions are pretty good now. We've only got two zones, the members zone and the general public zone. So it's pretty much a normal race day these days, which is great.
And for people that I must admit I haven't been to Caulfield for a while, given restrictions and things, but are people able to go down to where the horses are?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the great things of the freedom of movement now. So you've got a runner or you just want to go down to the day stables, you can move right around, see them in the pre-parade rings, see them in the mounting yard. Owners are now permitted in the mounting yard, which is a great step. So that's been quite restricted. So completely understand owners' frustrations. They're paying the bills but can't get near their horse. So that's all changed now. So if you're lucky enough to have a runner on Saturday, and the fields are huge, which is great because the prize money is so good, head down to Caulfield.
Yeah, Caulfield's the place to be. Just a couple of little things, or not little things, but a couple of things in regard to the announcement yesterday made by the Trust and the government. They've still got a lot of money. They've got to work through it. But from a Melbourne Racing Club point of view, you're keen for the development anyway from a club point of view, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. And that's, we committed to that 2 years ago and we're already investing significantly in planning, consultants, design, all those aspects. So we'll continue to work through all that, consulting with the industry and Racing Victoria on things such as the dimensions of the inner track, how the horse movement would work on a day, to consulting with our members and customers about how their facilities could work. So we're very much involved. So yesterday's announcement was great that the Trust has recognised the work we've done and completely adopted our plan into their wider plan for the precinct.
And I've got to ask you, Josh, because I know you heard our interview with Tony Noonan and Colin Little a few weeks ago. Does this relate anything to do with Sandown, with what you're looking at the moment?
Oh, look, we look at all our assets, Andrew, and as we've been publicly on the record, we're going through a rezoning process at Sandown. Sandown is a freehold asset of the Melbourne Racing Club. It's a very valuable asset. So we want to look at how we can best utilise that. Similarly, we've got freehold land at Caulfield, and we're going through exactly the same process. It just doesn't seem to get as much much coverage, but we're doing that as well. So we're looking at all our assets to look at the utilisation. But what I would say, Andrew, is that I think racing really needs to think about how it's using its infrastructure and make sure it's being utilised to its full efficiency, and I think we're not doing that at the moment across the industry.
What land is it at Caulfield, Josh?
About 8 hectares where all the training stables are, Andrew. So, again, with training exiting, it allows us to look at that land and see what might be a better use for it.
Are you looking at motels? Are you looking at big things? What has the club got in your thoughts?
Well, we really need to think about revenue-returning streams. You can only sell land once. So Melbourne Racing Club's done very well. We've got a very big pub business, a very big event business, and hospitality business. So we'll be looking at all different options. Those who've been to Caulfield will see Caulfield Village coming out of the ground right opposite it. Yeah. That's Melbourne Racing Club land. So, again, just trying to make sure that, as I said, you can only sell land once, so you want to make sure you're getting revenue streams back.
Okay. It's exciting. We know these things take time, but as it was the case at Randwick, when they developed and you thought, gee, that's going to take forever to put the new grandstand there, we're now a decade on and everyone's enjoying it. So we know it takes time, but we're excited about the prospects of what can happen around Caulfield and your other tracks as well. Josh, appreciate your time. Good luck with Vobers Day on Saturday.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for your support.